Upper Nile State Governor James Odok Oyae suspended Peter Alberto, Commissioner of Mabon County, on Monday. Alberto is accused of selling four government vehicles as well as mismanaging public funds. James Daoud, the chairperson of the Youth Committee in Mabon County, says he will consult the Investigations Committee before starting legal action against the former commissioner.
To close this case, these vehicles should be given back to the county. Then he's free to do whatever he wants to do, join what, we don't have any problem. But we want the property of the asset of the county to be given back to the county. We have to meet with the committee first. What is their reaction about collecting this vehicle back? If they refuse, then we can open this case.
Upper Nile State's Minister for Information, James Bacher, says Alberto was suspended after he traveled to Juba without seeking prior permission from Governor Oyae.
The same day the committee arrived in Mabon from Upper Nile State, he left Juba without the permission from the state government, from the governor. That is why the governor suspended him immediately.
Andrew Kwey, an elder in Mabon County, says community members are happy to see the commissioner was suspended. Alberto says he already has returned the vehicles to the county committees.
It was the committee that came from the state for distributing the vehicles of the acted organization that left, that was facing out. They gave us four vehicles. The committee took two and they left four. Those four vehicles, one was given to me as a private car by the committee that was formed from the state and sent to distribute the vehicles. The three vehicles, I gave them to the paramount chief, the youth leader, and the woman leader, three of them, including four motorbikes. Their vehicles are with them now.
Alberto says he left the county without informing the governor because the governor had not been answering his calls.
He's not picking my call. He only calls the community leaders. He does not call me. And there is something fishy about that. And that is the true conspiracy against the system. Those who decided to do the chaos, some of them were arrested. And then he was the one who ordered for them to be released. They were released. And when he came, he was even disobeyed.
Pogboth Baluang, Director for Information in the Office of the First Vice President Riek Machar, says investigations will continue to establish the facts about the allegations against Alberto.
The Investigations Committee is moving forward to thoroughly assess the situation and present their findings to the public. We believe transparency and accountability are paramount in addressing the issue facing Mabon County residents. It is our firm belief that justice must prevail. We will continue to monitor the situation closely and remain committed to upholding the principles of good governance and rule of law in South Sudan.
Mabon County is under SPLM-IO rule, according to the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. Pok says the party will soon submit the name of a party member who will replace Alberto. Mabon County Young People staged a protest on September 9th, accusing the commissioner of selling vehicles and imposing hefty fines on traders for his own benefit. For VOA News, I am Amera Bramcourt, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.